This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, in terms of what took place yesterday, the markets ended at two-week highs. We had the Sensex and the Nifty, which gained around 2% each, and the Nifty Bank, which surged more than 4%. FII's net sold around 283 odd crores. In terms of the finance minister announcement, all eyes were on that, which was post-markets. So the finance minister announced around 15 measures. Sectors like the NBFC space, power and real estate space are expected to benefit. Around 90,000 crores in terms of a relief was announced for DISCOMs, which is substantial, say experts. And 20 lakh crore package, however, includes measures already in from the Reserve Bank of India and the finance minister earlier. The next set of announcements are tomorrow or day after, which the street will look for quite keenly. In terms of the global space, well, it was a difficult session globally. So we had the Dow and the S&P 500, which fell overnight during regular trading hours. The declines were followed by a stark warning from the Fed Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell. Separately, we also had oil, which shed nearly 2% in overnight trade. This is despite some revision in terms of OPEC on global growth as well as the demand view. The SGX is currently indicating that it's going to be a softer start, and we have Asia, which is trading lower as well. In terms of cues to watch out for, it is the weekly Nifty and Bank Nifty options expiry. And in terms of results, watch out for the likes of Biocon, Escort, India Bulls Real Estate, Manappuram Finance, Data Consumer and Zenzar Technologies. So a lot to watch out for in terms of the broader markets. Well, in terms of stocks and news, I'll be watching out for a couple of result reactions. So ABB net profit at around 64.6 crores versus a poll of 95 crores. Siemens net profit 175.7 crores versus a poll of 280 crores. Godrej Consumer net profit 230 crores versus a poll of 333 crores. Future Consumer, where the board is going to meet on the 16th of May to consider a rights issue. And a couple of other stocks in news include Maruti, which has approved the supply of another product to TKM, which will result in incremental sales for the company. And CARE, where the LT rating, long-term rating, is revised from CARE AA minus negative to CARE A plus negative. So that stock would be in focus as well. Well, those are a lot of cues you need to watch out for in trade today. Watch out for any sort of incremental announcement when it comes to the finance minister package. This is Ekta Batra tuning off on this market podcast, which is brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.